Welcome to another episode of Think About It, which is our HCU podcast. My name is Colette Cross, and I am in spiritual life, working in the discipleship area, but all of us work together. We have a phenomenal staff in our spiritual life area, and today we want to talk with one of those phenomenal people, Nathan Mahan, who is our Director of Baptist Student Ministries. So Nathan, I want you to share a little bit about yourself. What is it that you do specifically? And then I have a few really important questions that I want you to answer.
Fantastic. Thanks, Colette. My name is Nathan Mahan. Like Colette said, I'm the Baptist Student Ministries Director. I've been here about 6 years. I've got two kids. My oldest son, Dean, is 8. My youngest son, Andy, is 7. My wife, Kristen, teaches in Fort Bend ISD, and we're committed to the Southwest Houston area. Here I work with students. What I tell people at organization fairs is that I have the best job in the world. I get paid to hang out with college students, and that's really true. I get paid to hang out and to try to be a positive influence in their lives, both for positive forces, but also for the gospel.
Yeah, thanks. And I just want to go on record, we are so grateful to God that you're here. You do a phenomenal job. Okay, so let's hear a little bit about what it is you do. So you're the Director of Baptist Student Ministries. And so tell us a little bit about what BSM, Baptist Student Ministries, what BSM looks like on HCU campus.
Yeah, so at the heart of it, we exist to foster Christ-centered community on our diverse campus, and we aim to empower students to serve, to cultivate meaningful relationships, and to promote continual life transformation through Jesus Christ. And that happens in lots of ways. We have small groups, we have large groups, we have discipleship relationships, all sorts of ways that students can connect with other students and connect with God.
Yeah, and you know, I love that because you do all of those things so well, but especially the cultivating relationships. And so I think because we work together and I know a little bit about what it is you're doing as well too, and my background is BSM work as well, that really your ministry is into two different sections, probably the large group, the small group ministry piece. So let's start with the small group. Tell us a little bit about the small group ministry that you have on campus and what that looks like.
Yeah, so we have about 13 small groups on campus, and those kind of divide up into two sections. We have our journey groups, which are typically for freshmen, and we call that journey because we think it's a journey that you're making as you transition from high school to college. We keep those specifically freshmen, led by upperclassmen students, typically sophomores who've come through that ministry and been through our training the previous year. But we do that because there's something about being a freshman on a college campus that having other freshmen around to make that transition with is helpful. And then we have our upperclassmen groups, which we call our voyage groups. And those groups are specifically tailored to upperclassmen because we think you're on a voyage for the rest of your life with God and whatever that looks like. And so we want to help those students take those next steps. And those are also peer-led small groups by their upperclassmen peers. And so we have those two. We also have some targeted small groups. We do nursing students because nursing is such a kind of segment of our campus. It's the largest major, one of the largest transferred majors. And so it's a great place. We've had some phenomenal nursing students come through our ministry, and they've developed this year a nursing small group. And then being a Hispanic serving institution, we also have a Spanish speaking small group because we have so many first generation college students where Spanish is the primary language spoken at home. And so it's a Spanish English type small group that's led by some upperclassmen students. But again, just the hope of helping students take next steps with God, discovering more about themselves and discovering more about how they relate to others.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, and they decide what it is they're going to study, right, within their small groups?
Within their small groups they have. I think we're going to transition to something else next year where we're going to give them something to study. I think it'll just be more effective, but traditionally that's what's been done.
Okay, awesome. Very good. So then the large ministry, large group ministry that you have, there, you know, you and I kind of have talked through this a little bit, and you do many, many, many things for our campus, large group-wise, for the entire campus. But I want us to just specify five different ones, different ministries that you have, just for sake of time, so that we can also talk about some of these in depth. So, so why don't you start with, how about the weekly prayer walk that you guys do, that the student, that's student led as well too?
Yeah, weekly prayer walk is one of our outreaches, and that was kind of birthed out of a Go Now mission trip that a student took a couple of years ago. When COVID hit, all of our summer missions got thrown haywire, and the student wound up in Austin working with the UTBSM for a summer. And part of what they were doing was prayer walking apartments. And he really came out of his shell that summer and came back to campus that next fall and felt convicted to begin praying for our campus on a regular basis. And so he started prayer walking. With him, it was once a week they would get together and about 8 or 9 students would just walk our campus and pray and engage folks and talk to folks. And that's morphed into another student now taking it over this year after that student graduated. And they meet every day right now at 9 o'clock in the morning. And there's 3 or 4 students on different days, they'll go prayer walk our campus. And that's one of the things, one of those spiritual muscles that I want students to learn to exercise. Because if they're praying for things in college, it's my hope that they'll continue praying for things as they grow up.
Absolutely. And it's such a beautiful picture, too, of knowing every day that our campus is being bathed in prayer. You know, it's such a great opportunity for each of us to share in that prayer time as well, as we're going to work or as we're going to class or whatever that looks like as well, too.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got students that they can't make that 9 o'clock time. And so one of the things that we encourage them to do is make their journey from wherever their car when they park it as a commuter or their dorm room, wherever they're coming from, to make that a prayer walk as they go to class and to ask God for people that they can encounter and share his love with and share the gospel with.
Yeah, very good, very good. So then another one is the trash takeout.
Yeah.
This is an interesting one.
It's an interesting one. It's been super effective over the years for us, but every Thursday night after our large group worship time, there's a group of students that get together and they go to the Freshman Village, which is our men's residence hall and our women's residence hall in Freshman Village, and they go knock on doors and say, hey, can we take your trash out? And is there any ways that we can pray for you? And they engage those students that normally wouldn't get engaged, and everybody's got to take their trash out. So it's a neat way that we can serve our campus community. And it really creates this question of why in the world would you come to my door and offer to take my trash out? And it creates an opportunity for us to engage them with spiritual things.
It's all about conversation.
Absolutely.
And relationships and communication. So along with that, another ministry that you do in that vein of serving is free coffee.
Yeah. So I don't know where this developed. This has been going on long before I got here, but we live in a culture that loves coffee.
Yeah.
And so we give out free coffee once a week, and it's just a great opportunity for us to connect with students. We have some regular students, regular faculty, staff, even the lawn crew comes by and gets a cup of coffee. It's a great way for us to meet just the folks that were around on campus. One of the things that we started doing after a mission trip that we took to Oregon State University in January is we learned from them that they write questions on their cups. And so we came back and we started writing questions on our cups. And some of them are funny in nature, like if you could be one animal for the day, what would you be?
Yeah.
And some of them are a little more serious in nature that we give to our regular customers of, hey, what's something you've seen God do in your life, or what's the neatest thing that's happened to you this last week? And it just really creates that opportunity for that conversation to go just a little bit deeper. And not just be surface level, because ultimately one of our mantras is everything we do for the sake of relationship, because the gospel goes forth in relationship.
Yeah. Ooh, that'll preach, friend. That's good. That's good. What about, this is one of my favorites.
Okay.
How about the Houston Refugee Group?
Yeah, so there's a group in Houston that we've become friends with. Houston Welcomes Refugees, and they do some refugee resettlement through the YMCA. If you didn't know, the YMCA is one of the largest refugee resettlement groups in the nation. And so they've partnered with the YMCA, and they do collection drives with local churches and local ministries for what they call welcome kits. And if you're imagining moving to this country as a refugee, you've packed up everything you own in a suitcase, and you're getting on an airplane, you're coming to a new place, you've got an apartment, but you don't have anything to go in it. So part of what we do is we do what we call refugee move-ins. And so we'll go pick up a welcome kit for this family of three, which contains stuff for the kitchen, the bathroom, all of the different rooms that you'd need, and we'll go move them into their house, and there'll be a hot meal and a week's worth of groceries in there, so that when they come into that apartment later in the afternoon, they feel welcomed, they feel settled. It's not moving into an empty place. It's moving into a place where people have been here prepared. There's welcome notes and prayers and things like that, and then there's a group that comes alongside them and walks with them for the first 6 months that they're here in the country.
Yeah, yeah. And this area specifically around HCU is where a lot of the settlements are occurring, right?
Most of the refugee resettlement happens within 5 miles of Houston Christian University.
Yeah, yeah, what a mission field. So, okay, so then the fifth one I want you to talk about is Oasis.
Yeah, so Oasis is our large group worship night. It happens every Thursday, 3 Thursdays a month we do Oasis, 1 Thursday a month, Refuge leads a night of worship, but all of that is intended to create a space where students who are part of a small group or a part of an outreach or just looking for a space to connect with God or connect with others. They come and they connect here and it's just a time of worship. There's some teaching that happens most weeks, and it's really hopeful and helpful to help students dive a little bit deeper with their faith here in college and hope that will take root and connect to the rest of their lives.
Yeah. So we have all of these ministries on campus, mm-hmm. and we do a great job with that. But we also want to teach our students to go out,
yes.
outside of the university, outside mm-hmm. of Houston, even within Houston, whatever that looks like, you know, that concentric mm-hmm. circle. So one of the things I think that we really need to talk about as well, too, is how it is that we are a part of missions and serving as an institution of HCU, mm-hmm. but also sending our students out representing the Lord and also who represent HCU as well, too.
Yeah.
So we just got back from spring break mission trips, and we mm-hmm. did two, one at Beach Reach at South Padre Island, and the other we sent four of our nursing students to Mexico, mm-hmm. So for a Mexico mission. So share with us a little bit about both of those,
yeah.
And a couple of pivotal stories maybe that mm-hmm. That really stood out to you because of the Lord working through our students in the lives.
Absolutely. So one of the things that I tell college students all the time is you have more free time right now than you're ever going to have in the rest of your life. And one of the things that they have is a spring break. And so how are they leveraging the time that they have available for the sake of the gospel? And that's what we do over spring break. We challenge students to give of the time that they have to serve a strategic place where God is up to something. And so the four students we sent to Mexico, we've been talking for several years about some sort of medical trip, and we partnered with the Texas Medical Center BSM, the BSM at the University of Texas Medical Branch, and the BSM at Rice. And we sent there was about 10 or 12 students that went on that trip, and it was a trip where they were working in the north and northeast sections of Mexico City. It was super safe. They're working with Texas Baptist folks. The guys that run our river ministry were there. And so they were engaging those local communities in partnership with local churches and using medicine as a means to engage folks with the gospel. And healing happens in multiple ways. Mm-hmm. And one of the most profound things I've ever learned from a nursing student who went on a medical trip several years ago was that medicine is the means that God has given us for healing.
Yeah.
It's not the medicine, it's not the doctors that do the healing, it's God working through those things. Mm. And so they were using that as a means to bring about healing. And in the process, they were sharing their faith, and 85 people made a first-time decision to follow Jesus on those trips, or on that trip for a week with 10 or 12 students, because they were seeking to meet needs and to serve people. And it's just an amazing opportunity that we had to partner with them. And I hope that trip continues to grow, because I think it's a really neat piece to connect a career skill to God's work in the world and see how I can continue to do that for the rest of my life.
Yeah, for sure. So we got a little bit of time left.
Yeah.
What about Beach Reach?
Yeah, Beach Reach. If I say this often, if we were going to do nothing else as a BSM, Beach Reach is what we would do.
Yeah.
Beach Reach is a partnership between BSMs in Texas and really collegiate ministries around the country. And we go to South Padre because it's one of the largest party destinations in the country. Thousands of college students flock there every spring break, and we give free van rides, free pancakes, and we really seek to serve our peers who are in a really concise location and to engage them with the gospel. Every night we run a hotline from about 8 p.m. to 3 a.m., and we'll take students anywhere they want to go, to anywhere and back and all over the place. We drive about 500 miles in a 3-mile radius in an effort to share the gospel, because what happens is there's about 80 white vans down there with silly names. They're all painted up, and then spring breakers will get on those vans and they'll be engaged by their peers, and they'll start talking and conversations will develop and stories will get shared, and then they'll share testimonies and engage with one another. We use this tool called Three Circles. It's an evangelism tool where it helps us to hear somebody's story, find connections in our story to their story, and show how God's story has influenced our story and can influence their story. And so mm-hmm. we offer the gospel, not as in a judgmental way of what they're doing, but in a, hey, here's a way to live the fullest life possible. In this past year, we got to see 171 people make a death to life decision while we were there, and we baptized about 40 people on the beach. And then we connect those people back to collegiate ministries wherever it is that they're from, all across the country. So we're connecting people back to discipleship to mm-hmm. continue to grow in their faith.
That is so cool. And in the three circles, we also use in our FYS, our freshman year seminar classes as well too, and teaching our students that. So that's a nice tie, closing the loop of what that looks like as well too. So let's before we have to close this up, let's talk about one more thing. I have a quick question for you. If you know, we're getting ready for the orientation season. We're always, admissions is always in orientation season, but we're getting ready for our summer orientation. And if there was one book that you would say to a new student that they should pick up and read before they came to HCU as a freshman or transfer, what would that book be?
Yeah, you already know what I'm going to say. It's going to be A Long Obedience in the Same Direction by Eugene Peterson. I have found that that is a book that really centers a college student in their experience, whether they have a faith background or don't. It's a book that helps them realize this is not just a decision that I'm making, but a process that we're going through over time.
Good. Okay. And then on the flip side of that, what's one book that you would suggest for a parent who has someone coming into HCU?
This book may sound a little counterintuitive, but it's a fantastic book. Erica Young Wrights has written a book called After College. And yes, it's about the transition from college to the rest of life, but I think it's also helpful for parents to read that book. And if they can read between the lines and see the framework that's there of how their children are going to be growing over the next 4 years and the decisions that they're going to make and the ways that they can support them in college and through the rest of their lives. Because one of the things I talk about with students is your relationship with your parent is changing from this hierarchical parent telling me what to do to this mentor peer type relationship where parent is giving advice. And that's a really helpful way for parents to work through that transition as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thanks so much. You did such a great job, and we really, I love that you are here with us and that you're sharing your story and the narrative of spiritual life on our campus, but also outside of our campus as well too, through this podcast. And so if anyone on listening on this would like more information, just go to spirituallife@hcu.edu, and we'd be glad to answer questions or be there, and you can see some of the ministries that we have. Thank you again for just giving your time and most of all your heart to students and to our faculty and staff. We appreciate you.